appreciate the fact that many people here are new to this issue, but it is important to say that the issue itself is quite old, in that, as the lads have said, a lot of money has been expended on this, and a lot of vested interests, if you like, lie behind it, including six county councils who are delighted that Fingal is going to take the wastewater treatment for all of them onto our doorsteps ultimately in the future. So while it may be new to ye, the issue itself has been brewing quite a while, and I think it is important to say that. It is absolutely sickening to think that they would call a project like Metro North a vanity project when it is an essential piece of infrastructure which could transform quality of life in North County Dublin, and yet they go ahead with something like this. And I think the first point to be made is different arguments win different battles at different times. There was a magnificent campaign fought in Donabate, absolutely tremendous, and that is the key reason why that plant did not proceed in Portrane. Shirley and David would agree with me that while the lads put up a magnificent argument on every environmental issue and every economic issue, it was actually people power that delivered it. The consultants didn't turn around and say, oh, you've convinced us, that's the right arguments. They were afraid of their lives to put it on Portrane because they knew of the backlash they would get. And what happened was, in actual fact, that they just deselected it. They didn't say, oh, it's not suitable in that area. Just when they came back with alternative sites, Portrane mysteriously wasn't on it. So, if you like, while they won that stage of it, this day was coming to a town in Fingal, because what was won was the idea of taking it out of Portrane. But they reconfirmed 2 years ago that the site would go ahead and would go ahead in North County Dublin. Now, the key argument now is different. And in my mind, it's an economic argument. We've 2.2 billion being slashed in budget cutbacks this year. We know the devastating impact that's going to have on people, social welfare and all the rest of it. Yet they are prepared to spend 2.6 billion on a plant, the estimates and the studies of which were done in completely different economic times. The projected growth figures are lower now. A lot of the reasons why they need this plant is because of inefficiencies in the present wastewater treatment structure, with a lot of water getting in, increasing the volume. If they address some of those deficiencies, they wouldn't even need the extra capacity. And in any case, the idea of smaller plants is much more economically and environmentally sustainable and preferable. So they are the key arguments, really, that need to be made on this. The only point I'll make is that you can't. It is slightly different than Donabate, because the reality here is that within 2 months' time, that nine is going down to three. And you can look at it whatever way you like, but it's human nature that the communities that come off the list are going to go, jeez, that's great. I'm glad we're not in that. And it is very hard with all the other pressures that are on for people to stay interested. So it is very important that people stick with this. This is 2 months. And I think all Fingal has to come together for the next 2 months. November the 18th is critical that we get the submissions in. The council were actually shocked at the numbers. I was talking to senior management. They didn't see it coming at all on Saturday, the numbers that came out. And that's good. That's a positive, and we need to build on that. I would suggest we meet and organise for Swords. It's relatively near one of the sites. But I would suggest that at the last council meeting, prior to Christmas, probably the last council meeting before the decision is made, which is the 12th of December, that the different campaigns would consider an all Fingal protest outside the council on that day to basically say, it's not a case of not in my backyard. If it's not good enough for Portrane, if it's not good for Ballybog, it's not good for anywhere in Fingal, and people should revert back to smaller localised plans. So that's the message. People power pays on it. You've got 2 months. People have to go from here. You've got to at least go home tonight, sign your submission, leave it here. You've got to contact all your politicians. Leo Varadkar killed Metro today, basically, and the government in the budget will kill that. Why? By refusing to fund it. The minister can refuse to fund this, end of story, dead and buried. And that's the pressure that has to come on. You've 2 months to do it, and you've got to go from here and do it. Which is effectively 4 weeks from now, we could have the biggest demonstration Fingal has seen actually over this issue. So that's something to do for.